Senator John Kerry, also a member, but none of them will talk about it. So is the secret Skull and Bones Society a fraternal club for the elite, or is there something more to it? Well, Chris Milligan is the editor of a book soon coming out in paperback, Flushing Out Skull and Bones, Investigations into America's Powerful Secret Society. And Chris is actually joining us from Portland, Oregon. Chris, welcome. Both President Bush, John Kerry are members. They were both tapped on the same night, I guess, what is that, sort of inaugurated. Are you surprised that neither one of them will speak about it?
Yes, I am. It is something that they're known to do, is not talk about it. One of the rules used to be, if Skull and Bones was mentioned, that they were supposed to leave the room. And I find it very concerning for the American public. Where does their allegiance lie? Does it lie to this little secret society or to the to our republic?
And this is almost out of a novel that, you know, the president and his rival for the White House both were tapped on the same night. The club is so shrouded in secrecy. Tell us a little bit about it. Does it admit women, minorities?
Yes, it started admitting women in 1991. And actually, they got tapped on different nights. John Kerry is a member in 65, and George Bush was a member in 68.
Oh, it's Democrat.
Both of them seemed to rely upon the group for, well, John Kerry married two ladies who are relatives to Bones, and then also George Bush went to Bones a lot of times when he needed money for his business associates, and then he has appointed 10 members of Skull and Bones into his cabinet and has another one